Today is Thursday, March 18th, 2004. You are listening to Default Daily, telephonic version.
This is Briscativo.
And this is Default Daily. So far it's Daily. This is the second one in 2 days, so that's not poetic license right there, motherfuckers. Not in the least. But this probably ain't gonna get updated for the weekend. maybe not. We aren't promising anything, you know what I'm saying?
So how many messages did you have for yesterday?
Well, there was a few blank ones. I guess people listened to the whole thing and then, like, you know, hung up at the end, which at least they listened to the whole thing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But there was a good about 20 messages. Some of those were blank. So, you know, we want people to leave messages. But, oh, and as you know, just in case you didn't know, maybe you got this phone number by accident, you are on phone number 206-222-5585, and this is the Default Daily, the telephonic version of Default Radio, which is available at defaultradio.com on the worldwide global interweb. Yep. And another thing, another piece of news, my personal box, where sometimes, you know, I don't want this box to get filled up, because if it does, it's going to start to delete the old messages. So if you want to leave a message not pertaining to anything, you just want to leave a message to me, my personal mailbox is 206-333-1842, so you can call that up and leave a message anytime you want. And another thing, yesterday's episode, in case you missed it, is going to be mirrored on 206-600-1839. So I'm going to give all those numbers once again, just, you know, in case people need pens or some bullshit. You're on 206-222-5585. That's what you just called. My personal mailbox is 206-333-18. You know what? I think I said it wrong. My box is 1942, not 1842. I don't know what the fuck happened. Why the fuck did I write that 1842? Yeah, my box is 1942, everybody. And yesterday's episode, the pilot episode, is mirrored at 206-600-1839. And, yeah, so that's about it for the little phone numbers at the beginning. Just give a little intro there. But there is one thing that I did want to talk about. On yesterday's episode over here with ibuprofen, we had mentioned that we tested the length for these mailboxes here. And we had said that we recorded up to like 7 minutes. We were figuring maybe 10 minutes. Well, I got some info from a friend of mine, Johnny Hacker. And he informed me that the greeting length is pretty much fucking unlimited, you know? Like an hour, maybe even more, 2 hours, you know?
In mine, that's incredibly unusual.
It is. It blows my fucking mind. It's mind-boggling. It truly is, you know? But that's what he said, and you know what? He gave me a few numbers where there's actually some numbers where people do music shows, variety shows. I had no idea. When I did this yesterday, man, I didn't know any of this. You know what I'm saying? It's fucking surreal that Johnny Hacker just comes to me and says, hey, yeah, here's a bunch of numbers. Check these out. People are already doing this. I thought I was, like, setting a trend or something. I guess I'm not. I'm, like, 50 years behind.
I don't know. That's an interesting use of technology, though.
Well, it most definitely is. And just in case you do want to check out those other shows out there, which is, there's a few music things, some other things, not really shows, some of them are, some of them aren't. They're just really, it's odd, to say the least. That's all it is odd. But if you want to check those out, you still got your pen. There's a few more numbers I got to give here. The first one being 206-424-3217. That's 206-424-3217, which is this dude playing this music called Zydeco, which is like a form of Cajun music, and I'm into a lot of different types of music, and I've never heard of Zydeco before, but it's fucking neat. I mean, go listen to it. It's fucking craziness. You know what I'm saying? It's like country, Cajun, bluegrass. It's really fucking odd. Go and check that out. And there's another music show that plays music from like the early 1900s up to, I think, like the 1940s, and it's a show called Echoes of the Past, which you can hear on 206-600-0687, which is, with that type, if you're at all inclined to listen to that type of music, I don't think that would lose too much over the telephone. You know what I'm saying, Brisk?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that stuff that came out, like, on 78 RPM records, you know? You're not going to get too much sound quality loss over the telephone rather than on a fucking Victrola or something, you know?
Dakota was playing that number for me earlier. It's making it sound like this could have been recorded on wax cylinders. So.
Yeah, it probably was recorded on wax cylinders. But yeah, it was a song from 1909, actually, and it's probably still there right now. It probably will be. So call that number up, 206-600-0687. Listen to Echoes from the Past, Echoes of the Past or something. And another number that was kind of interesting and moderately useful was on 206-736-2187, there was a guy listing off all, it's all the area codes that aren't in the continental U.S., and he starts off with the Caribbean, then he reads off, like, the Canadian area code. So he's just, I guess, informing people of what might be a long-distance call, you know what I'm saying, or an overseas call, depending on what the telephone service is. And that number is 206-736-2187. Again, listing of area codes that are not in the continental U.S. And this is all, and I have a million more numbers that I'm not even going to list, man. I might put it in the forums. I might mention it like in a future episode of this telephone version or the actual streaming internet interweb version of Deep Hall Radio. But this is all given to me by this guy, Johnny Hacker. And he actually has his own, he calls it the Hacksaw Music Show, where he plays like some electronic music, which I don't know how well that sounds over the telephone, but who knows. But you could call it up, 206-888-5819. That's 206-888-5819. And that's enough for giving out that info, man. I'm tired of reading, you know?
That number that reads out the MPA stuff, not in the continental U.S., I should mention that it's probably cheaper to call that number than it is to ask AT&T for the information.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, yeah. If you want to know that information, you call it up. I mean, you could always check it online, but then you have to go look for it, you know. You want to know what area codes are what? He's not going to tell you where they are. He's just, oh, you know what? He actually does, I think.
You'll have to find out yourself.
No, he tells you exactly where they are, because I did call it up, and he was saying, like, you know, Barbuda is fucking this. Puerto Rico is, you know, 939 and 787. No, he says where they are as well.
Doesn't American Samoa have an MPA?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure American Samoa does.
That's like way out in
Guam, Northern Mariana Islands, or Saipan, whatever you want to call it.
Saipan. That's,
yep.
Is that under the U.S. country code?
Yeah, that's in Nampa.
Wow, that's
the same. It's the area code of the Northern Mariana Islands, which is my favorite NPA because it contains, I think, like four exchanges or some ridiculous amount. An entire NPA devoted to four exchanges.
It's always kind of weird to find out if, you can, like, there's certain services that will allow the same rates for within the continental U.S., but not outside. And some of them will, like, let you go a bit further.
Oh, yeah, you know, as far as unlimited plans for landlines and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know Verizon had included Puerto Rico, Guam, Northern Mariana, and one more that I forgot that I can't think of off. U.S. Virgin Islands, 340. They included that. But AT&T, not only do they charge you $5 extra if you're going to get the unlimited plan, I think they call it the AT&T one rate, if I'm not mistaken. They charge an extra $5 on top of your flat monthly fee for Canada, and all those other, you know, the territories are not included.
Guantanamo Bay, isn't it? Is that under the one? Guantanamo Bay is American property, but it's in Cuba. We had this big conversation.
Oh, yeah. The fucking +5.3 is the country code or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, but then somebody else was arguing it was 1. I can't remember if we ever decided whether.
I think we did and probably forgot because the argument went on for so long.
Yeah.
But yeah, if anybody's listening out there, they know about fucking Cuba and Guantanamo Bay. Are they different codes? Is one an NPA and one's a country code? Let us know. Leave a fucking message at the end of this thing. Now, I'm sitting here smoking a cigarette. They went fucking stale. I don't want to use my other ones. I'm running out of fresh ones. So I'll smoke a stale cigarette because I'm just fucking hardcore like that. I'm drinking fucking scotch and smoking a stale cigarette.
You smoke and do radio at the same time?
What happened? Yeah, every time.
Kind of destroys your air preservation, doesn't it?
Nah, I'm good. I need to smoke. It's like vitamins for me. That's good stuff, man. But anyway, so yeah, I mean, you got anything you want to talk about on this thing? Because I just rattled off a bunch of numbers, you know?
I haven't really been into this scene for a couple months because I've been busy with spring semester and everything, but...
Yeah, I hear that, man.
I don't know, it doesn't really seem like there's anything in particular that's really new. Have you heard of anything...
Well, you know, there was the A&I spoofing that was going on for a while. It was a lot of people, a lot of rumors going around.
That is what I think it is.
Yeah, when Kevin Mitnick did it on Tech TV, that was the big thing, you know what I'm saying? And everybody had their own idea on how he did it.
Is that public knowledge now? I mean,
yeah, it's pretty much public knowledge. But it was.
Why don't you just say what it is?
Okay, it was a service called Voxio. And basically, it was a free service. They would give you a number, you set up an XML script, and you could use that to change the caller ID. And that's what we were using, you know, so the big secret's out, because it got shut down, and I'm not going to say who told me this, but somebody told me that the reason it got shut down was that someone who should also, this other person's going to remain nameless, the person who did this, was harassing police departments using this service.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and that's why they shut it down. We thought it was because they tried to DOS a singular call center with it, which they also did. But the real reason was because they were harassing police departments. So that's what we were doing. The big secret's out. Kevin Mitnick was using Voxio. And, you know, I saw so many forums and so many people all over the place saying, like, and so many people said he was using something like a cell phone trick. Like, oh, if you go into your Nokia phone and you press #12345 *80001, you could change the phone number.
No, maybe in like 1994.
Yeah, I mean, people were coming up with all these off-the-wall things. There was a whole group of people thought he used an orange box. I mean, you don't know what was going on with all the wild rumors. And I was sitting back, and every time I saw these rumors, I would laugh. Because I was in on it from the beginning, you know what I'm saying? I knew how he was doing it, I was doing it.
So Voxio uses voice XML.
Yes.
Right?
And they were letting you make calls over there. What happened?
That's what Tell Me uses.
Yeah, and, you know, Tell Me, that was a big thing back in the day with Tell Me as well. But,
Yeah, that's all gone now.
Everything's gone. And this Voxio was letting you do it for free. They were letting you make long-distance calls on their network and spoofing the A&I, pretty much.
When that story went out, I did a bit of research on how easy it was to set up a voice XML server. You can barely find any information on it. Like, there's all these providers for voice XML developers who can set up the numbers, but those actual developers, it's really hard to find, like, who they're contracting with to get the technology so they can, you know, emulate that code over the telephone.
Yeah, to tell you the truth, I'm unaware. I don't know.
I believe what it does is it uses an ISDN connection to a local switch, but I couldn't even tell you, to be honest with you. It would be really interesting to find out.
Yeah, I wish somebody did know, because nobody's talking on how they're actually doing it. But, you know, we were using it, and it was fun while it lasted. We had a bunch of different scripts, you know, trading them with each other, making calls. It was fun. But those days are over. That lasted about a solid month, you know.
No, no. Other thing... Other topic a few months ago was local number portability, or was it remote local number portability? I don't know. But it's probably still an issue to an extent, and I did some research on that on my own and discovered basically that all these RBOCs are connecting to essentially the same network. I can't even remember where it is. It's, I believe it's a part of Manta, but it's something else. Isn't it called New Star?
New Star? No, New Star is a, New Star is a third-party verification company, actually. Like, you know, when you change your service, when you change your long-distance telephone service, and they have you verify it with a third party?
Hmm.
That's what New Star does. A part of NAMPA? You're not thinking of ATIS?
Could be.
ATIS? I forgot their website, ATIS.org, I believe.
That sounds about right. But anyway, they have this database that all the RVOCs and CLECs go through to actually confirm or distribute the local number portability.
That's probably ATIS. That's what it sounds like to me.
Which is really interesting because, I mean...
Have you noticed people selling their numbers to port on eBay?
Yeah, there was the 8679.
Yeah, that was the big one. Apparently, I went on eBay today to check this out. Somebody's selling 1-800-MR-ACURA that he was using for, I guess, an auto dealership that's went out of business, and he's selling that for 10 grand. A couple of people are selling their cell phone numbers that aren't even that great, and they were selling them for like 5 or 6 grand. I forgot what the buy it now price was, but numbers like 313-290-8000. And that apparently, this person apparently thinks that demands an $8,000 price tag. I think he's out of his mind.
It's not impossible to get unique numbers like that for free, even from the telephone company. I wonder if there's people like going out and getting these numbers and finding a huge profit margin on it.
Well, a lot of wireless companies want to charge you to do that or won't do it at all. I don't recall who was telling me, but somebody was telling me that Nextel wouldn't even give them. And he was saying, man, I'll pay you some money. I want a vanity number. Nope.
Back in the SoCal days, I'm not going to mention who it was, but somebody over there was giving out special numbers, you know?
Okay.
With alphanumeric.
Oh, yeah.
You know who I'm talking about, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, we're all about not mentioning names today.
Yeah.
That's all. It's like we're some top secret shit out here. But I don't know, man. About this show, how long do you think people want to sit here and listen on the telephone to a broadcast such as this?
I don't know. Maybe until my phone disconnects.
Yeah, right.
How long is that?
No, I'm serious, because I really haven't come up with a clear answer, like how long somebody will really sit on the phone.
Maybe you should ask them.
Well, tell us. How long will you really sit here? Because me, I have fucking ADD. Like, I wouldn't sit and listen for more than, like, 30 seconds. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if you're still listening, then you don't have attention deficit disorder, like me. You know? But, actually, there was one thing I wanted to do. We got a lot of messages, like I said, and I did have the opportunity to record one. The rest of them are stuck in this mailbox that we're currently recording on right now. You know, we're not doing any high-technology shit. I threw it up the mailbox, and we're recording the greeting right now. This is how we're doing it. This is as low-tech, old-school as it gets. And but I did get the chance to record one of the greetings. This was actually the first greeting left in this mailbox with our pilot debut yesterday, St. Patrick's Day. And I'm going to play it right now. Here you go. Take a listen.
I don't even call the same woman every day, but I'm going to call the default telephone show every day. That's the kind of dedication that I have here. All right, this is Flip signing out.
All right, that was Flip Mode, leaving the first message in this mailbox right here.
Very mysterious.
But I'm just going to drop those numbers real quick once again before we get out of here, because I don't know how long we've been going. I haven't been timing this thing to tell you the truth.
Wrap it up before my phone explodes.
Yeah, exactly. We got to wrap it up here. But just so everyone knows, yesterday's episode is mirrored right now, in case you missed it, on 206-600-1839. And my personal box is 206-333-1942. Not the number I said before. I was mistaken. And yeah, that's it, man. And I guess we're out of here. I'm Decoder.
I'm Briscativo.
And this has been Default Telephonic Daily. It's the radio, but on the telephone. Later.
Begin speaking at the tone. When you're finished, hang up or press pound for more options.